the Afghanistan link-ups on Garrison FM with Poppy Scotland.
I'm Mark McKenzie, and we're linking up with three Scots in Afghanistan, and we can speak to Captain Stephen Bromley. Stephen's been our main point of contact through the deployment for three Scots. And Stephen, the deployment now drawing to an end.
Yeah, the deployment's now coming to an end. We're starting to do our handover, and throughout the whole of the area of operation, the guys have been starting to slowly trickle through, and this essentially what we call the RIP process shall take place over the next couple of weeks.
And looking back on the deployment, what's the general feeling? Has it been as successful as you would hope?
Well, I think Nadi Ali as a whole, for three Scots and for all the attached elements, has been a massive success. You know, this is going from the very start, the benefit of our long training program that led up to our deployment. You know, we've seen a lot of comeback from that. Whilst the guys being on the ground have been able to put that into practice, at the same time, seeing the actual change in the area that we're operating in, we've managed to see through the start of transition in Nadi Ali. So it's been a massive success on all fronts.
And while we're saying that it's starting to draw to a close and you're starting to get the guys back in again, it's imperative that the guys stay focused right up until the end of the deployment, until they're out of Afghanistan.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think the guys, through their professional manner, and I mean, we can see it from, you know, the war-hardened veterans who have been here and done it before, down to the guys who are on their first tour, we can see that, you know, they are maintaining that standard. And at the same time, in those young guys that I mentioned who are on their first tour, we can see the change and the fact that these guys have literally come into their own and are ready to see it through and now hand over to the Royal Anglians.
And what about you personally? What do you take out of the deployment?
Well, I mean, first of all, it's the experience of having been on tour, also experiencing the people and the culture of Afghanistan. I mean, the people are, as far as their culture is concerned, it's very different to what we'd have on a day-to-day basis in the UK. So just getting to meet the people and know a lot of the people that we work alongside over here has been a great learning curve, as well as at the same time a great experience for all of us. Especially myself.
Well, you had the dual role. You were dealing with education as far as the guys were concerned, but also with the media as well. How's that gone for you?
Both aspects have been, I think, quite positive. As far as the media side of things are concerned, you get to go to a lot of interesting areas of the area of operation, and at the same time we get to... You get to sit in on a lot of the interviewing process when journalists will come and interview, for instance, the district governor, or be chatting with the chief of staff or the colonel. So it's been quite eye-opening in that respect. However, as far as the education is concerned, it's absolutely amazing seeing the guys throwing themselves into education while they're in a field of operation, and they really, really get into it, and it's been phenomenal. And I'm sure everyone from the Educational Training Services, which is the part of the army that I'm a member of, would say likewise, that, you know, it's a real testament to the guys and a massive pat on the back for them, in the fact that at all times they're wanting to get education done. Been really positive.
And the thing I'm getting from you, from what you're saying, is that overall the experience has been hugely rewarding.
It's an experience that I know that in years to come, if I have children and grandchildren, I'll definitely be regaling stories about Afghanistan and what it was like having to be over here, teaching and providing support to three Scots.
And, of course, the story doesn't end there as far as three Scots are concerned, because the guys are due to arrive back in the UK over the next few weeks or so. And then it's the homecoming parades, and it's a great opportunity for the communities to get out and show their appreciation for the guys, but equally for the guys to thank the communities for their support during the deployment as well.
Well, that's exactly it, Mark. you know, our guys have been out here, but if it wasn't for the support of the people, both the families and people of Scotland, the experience here would be that little bit harder. And so our way of kind of showing our appreciation to them is by going on these parades throughout various regions of Scotland, and we'll be conducting them over the 18th, 19th, and 20th of next month. And we start off on the 18th in Inverness, where we'll do a march through in the morning at 11 o'clock in the morning, and we shall be culminating at the cathedral in Inverness. We then move on the 19th to Kirkcaldy and Forfar. And then finally on the 20th we'll be in Dundee, and then finally in Perth.
Stephen, can I take this opportunity to thank you for all your help and for looking after us at this end as well with some great link-ups, and indeed it's been great to speak to all the guys over the course of the Three Scots deployment. So thank you very much.
Oh, Mark, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much.
And finally, as we always finish up with, anyone back home you want to say hello to just before you head back home?
Well, I mean, of course I'd like to thank my parents, Eleanor and Liz, and my girlfriend Kate, and my brother Andrew for supporting me throughout this. However, I think the whole battalion would just like to thank their families for having given them the support throughout this tour.
Excellent. Captain Stephen Brumley, thank you again for your time.
Thanks, Paul.
The Afghanistan Link-Ups on Garrison FM.
With Poppy Scotland supporting our heroes, visit poppyscotland.org.uk.